Welcome to New Ideas from Kauffman Hall. I'm Hayden Bush. Hospitals and health systems are increasingly aware of the threats that Amazon, CVS Health, and other new competitors pose to the long-term viability of their institutions. Figuring out how organizations can effectively step up to the challenge can be a difficult endeavor. To get ahead of potential threats and identify potential responses, senior leaders and trustees at Bay State Health in Springfield, Massachusetts, recently participated in a novel simulation exercise. I recently spoke with Gene Ahn, Senior Vice President and Chief Strategy Officer for Bay State Health, and Robert Bacon, Vice Chair of Bay State's Board and owner of Elm Electrical in Westfield, Massachusetts. Ahn described how health system leaders came up with the idea for the simulation.
So as we're looking and reviewing and researching the environment, we saw the fact that these competitive disruptors from non-traditional outside healthcare industries came. It's very intentional. Hospitals are the most expensive, the most heavily regulated, most cumbersome of all of the care continuum. And they're really coming together and compiling this outpatient-based, low-cost, very effective health system, in addition to a digital network. And so we want to really relay what that signifies. We had done a war game simulation with our traditional healthcare competitors, and we thought this might be a very effective way to engage the board yet again.
Bacon is no stranger to disruptive competition in his own industry.
You know, when I was in college, I'd spend the summers working in paper mills on electrical stuff. And, you know, you can't find a paper mill in our area anymore. And so as a business, we needed to evolve and grow into other markets. And even currently, our largest markets are utility scale solar and plant factor robotics. You know, as a business owner, we certainly understood that there were challenges and that the system needed to innovate and change. But there's so many challenges facing a health system, whether it be quality or access or non-traditional competitors, that we really struggle with what we should focus on.
Bay State divided board members and health system leaders up into teams of disruptors or defenders for the simulation.
In terms of creating these disruptor profiles, we wanted to make it realistic. So we created profiles of folks that were already in our market. We created these teams and we created these scenarios. We divided the board up into disruptors, and then the health system leaders were naturally the system defenders, if you will, and just determined could they make a deal or no deal based on what we had pitched in terms of here's a likely scenario.
The exercise helped trustees and senior leaders better understand the challenges they were facing.
It focused the strategic team on the most relevant challenges we were facing. So it provided focus for the strategy group. I'd also like to make the point that I think there were some clinical senior leaders who also needed it to be simplified from the strategy group, just like the trustees did. And I think the exercise really not only benefited the trustees, but some of the senior leadership team in simplifying their understanding of the challenges they were facing, made it easier for them to grasp. And when you put us in a deal, no deal scenario, we like to be successful and we want to reach a win, maybe a win-win if we can get there. So I think that really was a very realistic scenario for us. It took us from a this year perspective to a 5-year perspective as an organization, I think. And we are facing challenges today and we are, you know, I guess getting opportunities today. And I think we're much more prepared to deal and act on them because we went through this exercise.
Ahn and Bacon offered words of advice for health systems considering their own disruption simulation.
I think in order to be really successful, you really want to make sure that the biases that folks have, the mental models of how they view healthcare, especially seasoned leaders who've been in healthcare 20, 30 years, those mental models may not apply in the existing changing environment. And so really to be able to set aside those biases, absorb the information, and suspend disbelief, because the things that they may be dismissive of and in denial about, they may be happening, and they really want to be able to absorb that information. I think that was key to the success of the actual retreat in the simulation, because if you don't understand or at least entertain the possibility that that might happen, that simulation is just an exercise in fantasy. And so you really wanted to make it effective by really trying to release your mind a little bit and absorb that information.
By simulating it, it made us look closer at the data we were seeing and the facts that we were really facing as a reality in our organization. So it made us think about what was happening to us.
In normal trustee retreats, you're presenting to the trustees. In a simulation, you're plopping them down. They're being asked to take on the persona of somebody else, and they've got to act. You've got to either decide to do something or not, take an action or not. And so you internalize and learn very differently, I think, in a much more effective way.
Thanks for listening to this edition of New Ideas. For more information, visit kaufmanhall.com.